Hey, this your man DJ King Jones from chilloverradio.net. When I want to find information on great tasting beers, I check out obsbeers.com, my number one source for the latest and greatest in beers. Be sure to check out Throwback Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific on chilloverradio.net.
Welcome to chilloverradio.net. This broadcast is brought to you by promo.dj.com, exclusive-vodka.com, mix-sets.com, Open Bar Music, Asukar, Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC.com, VikingSunglasses.com, SBSDesigns.com, DiamondFuse.com, and MyDigitalDepot.com. We're now in session.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. You're about to embark on the newest kind of listening experience known to man. Throw out what you thought you knew about beer, for obsbeers.com will show you the way of the craft beer life. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening from around the world. It's almost time for what we have in common. Don't fight the feeling, invite the feeling. Sit back and get situated, acclimated, and vegetated for the number one podcast beer show on this planet or any other planet. Often imitated, but never duplicated. The one and only Open Bottle Society's Open Bottle Talk.
Yay!
Warning. The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor or your neighbor's wife or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Hi.
What's up?
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, baby.
My name's Frank.
And my name is Key.
And this is Open Bottle Talk on chilloverradio.net.
Episode 48.
Indeed.
Yes.
So we always like to kind of start off things with kind of a how you doing. So, hey, Key.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, how was your week?
Let me tell you.
Please.
I was a man walking down an alley, dark, dark alley, and I had bum head. Score. I made the Frank laugh.
Bumhead. Bumhead is always funny.
Well, considering that I am a newfound Christian, I was very upset that they were calling out God's name and not mine.
Right.
So I put it in their butt and gave them the sodomy type of love. Bumfucks, how have you been?
Bumhead was funnier, but how have I been? I've been okay.
Wait. No, I really fucked the bum.
Great.
Okay.
That's great, Key. Okay.
Anyways.
Whack job. I've been good, you know. It's fall here in Vegas. Our hot temperatures have finally broken.
Yeah.
It's nice and cool.
Yeah.
And ready for our big event next week.
We got an event next week?
Yeah, apparently we do.
Okay, so during this recording, guys, we have this event that's happening. So, Frank, do you, tell them what the event is?
I always tell them what the event is. You tell them what the event is.
Oh, Voyage from the Garage?
We switch spots tonight.
Yeah, fuck that. Hell yeah. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, Voyage from the Garage. It's where me, Frank, and our friend Richard, we have now collaborated in actually working with professional-grade equipment and moving from a 15-gallon system between all three of us to an actual one-barrel system, 55-gallon pots. 50-gallon, 55-gallon pots. We've got Bertha. She's a 7x7x4-foot refrigerator chamber, but it's a fermentation chamber, which was provided by Brew Rebellion. And we've actually got one barrel fermentation tank. We've got two 10-gallon fermentation tanks and two bullets that are 5-gallon tanks. So we've got a lot of shit to make. And,
sure.
I mean, it's a really cool thing. A lot of people are sponsoring. DJ Child Spinning. We're going to get with Chill Over Radio, see if we can do something with them, and they'll kind of maybe provide us with an 8-track or two.
Cool.
Like some really great, like, oldies from, like, the 1920s, because they're known for their 1820s.
Nice.
Style music of opera, French, and dubstep back in the day. And then we also want to give a huge shout-out to Brew City. Is it Brew City? BrewCityEliquids.com, I believe. Is it Brew City fucking vape juice? Hold on, what's the... I hate when I can't remember shit. Thanks, Frank, for having my back right now. I'm fucking just twisting in the wind here.
Crickets.
Brew City Craft E-Juices at brewcityjuice.com. There it is. Thank you very much. Shayna is handling our Snapchat at OBS Beers. She's an asshole. Did you not see her make me swing that purse? That shit was bullshit.
It was good.
No, it was not. And then we want to give a huge shout out to our new sponsor. We got a full-fledged sponsor. That would be Banned Coffee out of California. So we'll definitely have coffee there. We got vape juice also provided by Miss Selly. We got beer and food and just good times, man.
Good times.
Motherfucker, good times.
Right.
Other than that, I think that's it. I don't know. What do you got? Sean, how have you been?
Great.
Shut up and get back to your job or I'll scream in this motherfucking mic. Nah, I'm just kidding. Well, how's everything been?
Great. I've been great. That's all I got.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I guess we're going to do the terminology of the day and get you guys out of here. Terminology of the day is don't drop the soap. It actually means don't drop the soap.
Yeah, that's pretty straightforward and clear.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It is what it is. Shane, do you have something to say? How have you been?
I'm good.
Fantastic. Chris, are you okay over there?
I'm good.
That's fantastic. And Frank, you good, right?
I'm grand.
All right, guys. You know what? Hey, Sean.
Yeah.
Let's just scrap this and start over again.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I think we should. Do you feel that we were doing this okay, or do you want to scrap this?
I think you were doing beautifully.
You don't want to scrap this and start over again? I don't feel comfortable with this.
Well, if you don't feel comfortable.
This is almost like that uncle.
Yeah. Uncle Bad Touch?
Yeah. Wow. And you know you're going to get a prize at the end, right. But the journey sucks.
I often feel that way about you. Yeah.
Yeah, but you get what I'm saying? Like, that's how I feel about how this...
He's funny.
Yeah. Hey, don't encourage that.
He makes me laugh.
Don't encourage it. He's high.
That's okay.
No.
The perfect amount of high.
The perfect amount of high. Yeah. All right, well, fine. So we're okay with this intro and everything, Frank?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Boy, do we have a treat for you guys today. Today's show, we're going to be running a really cool theme. And Frank, first, can you tell them exactly where this brewery is located? Because all 5 beers are from the same brewery out of the same state from the same town.
Probably should have looked. I believe they're in Arizona, right?
Yep, the big AZ.
And would it be Tucson?
Yes, they're from the big... No. No. Is it from Tucson?
I'm asking.
I don't know.
See how my voice went up at the end?
No. No, hold on.
Are they from Tucson?
No.
That's called a question.
Oh, I didn't see the exclamation at the end.
Right.
Sorry, I can't read V.
Are they from Tucson?
Oh, yes. No, they're actually from Phoenix.
Phoenix.
Yay.
Yes, Phoenix.
Tucson's a nice place, too.
It's a Sun Up Brewing Company from Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, so we got 5 beers from them, and they provided it for this episode. So big shout out to the whole entire staff over at Sun Up Brewing in Phoenix, Arizona. If you want more information, Frank, do we have that?
Sunup.com.
Is it?
Oh, it might be.
Ladies and gentlemen, this shit is unscripted, raw, and recorded. So I want you guys to have yourself a good time. I know what you're thinking. Why would you continue to stay? I promise you, we're just getting the ball rolling.
It's all right. I'll make sure by the time we roll into the actual beer.
You're going to have all that information?
Yep, sure.
All right, so Frank, go ahead and let's find out exactly what are the 5 beers we have, and then I want you to tell me what's first and what's for dessert.
Sure. So we're going to be drinking Trooper IPA, Red Flash IPA, Bearded Blonde Ale, Tan Line Brown Ale, and White Russian Imperial Coffee Stout.
I think I know which one's going last.
Yes, you do. White Russian Imperial Coffee Stout.
That's right. Show your privilege.
All and right, let's beginning with Bearded Blonde Ale.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. Unfortunately, if you guys thought this intro was uncomfortable, wait till we get the show started. We'll be right back.
Hi, welcome back to the show.
Hey.
So.
Yeah?
We're just going to roll right into it.
Yeah, what's the first beer, Frank?
So the first beer is Bearded Blonde Ale. And again, this whole show is going to be Sunup Brewing Company out of Phoenix, Arizona. If you want more information on these guys, it's sunup.beer. Sunup.beer.
That's right.
And this is 4.8% ABV.
Yeah.
You know what I like about their label, Frank?
It's what, all what the do way, you like?
Well, this one's all Norsey. It's all Norsey. But I like the artwork on their cans. It's very, like, old propaganda drawings.
Okay.
Like, if you look at this one.
Yeah, like that, it looks like that kind of art.
Yeah, propaganda 1940s style artwork.
Yeah.
And I like it, and it's really cool. So that's sort of, if you guys don't know what propaganda artwork is, it's sort of like Russians used to use it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like old style. How would we say this? What style is it? Like, I'm trying to look at the word here. Like, it's eye-catching, and it moves you. Like, when we looked at old propaganda imagery, it moves you, like, be a part of the army.
Right.
And all that Uncle Sam wants you type shit, and that's how they're, but they look chalky. Like, they were done with chalk.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool, so.
Sure.
All right, Frank. It's my first time on the show.
Yeah, welcome.
Hi. What do?
We cheers to the smell.
Okay, all right. Like right now?
Yep.
Okay.
Clickety clank.
Okay, we have lemon.
Mm-hmm.
I've got vehicle. There was some vehicle right mm-hmm. there. We like that. Don't cut that out. We like that vehicle sound. Actually, no. So we're talking about some citrus notes. So if I had to pull anything out, I would say lime, lemon, and possibly grapefruit on my end as far as any of that and how that goes.
I get some of the citrus. It's a little soapy.
Thank you, hops. The hops are kicking in.
Yeah.
Resiny.
Yep.
A lot of resin going on. Pine, saw, cleaner, soapy. A little bit of like wet leather.
Mm.
There you go. Some wet leather.
And, yeah.
But it does smell clean. And crisp.
Yes, it does.
So let's get down to the taste. Clickety clank. Soapy, lemony. Let's see. Soapy, lemony. Extremely watery. So in the world of beer, if something's super watery, it's designed for liquid refreshment, ice cold consumption, and right after work.
Got some good bitterness to it.
It's not too high, but it's just enough to let you know you're drinking a beer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad we did this one first because
I would take this over a lager.
Oh, any fucking day. It's clean. It's like it's really almost like old worldly.
Yeah.
So all right, Frank, what else do you want to add to that?
That's it, man.
All right, so what do you have for a grade for these guys?
I'm gonna go 3.75, slightly above average. I think that all the kind of notes that we were talking about in the aroma are pretty subtle in the taste. Right. They're there, but it's a little more delicate in the taste.
Mm-hmm.
I like that it does have some decent bitterness to it. And it's not an IPA. You know, it is a blonde ale. But with that bitterness, I think it sets it apart from just a straight out blonde ale. I was kind of anticipating a little more lagerish.
Yeah.
And
it superseded. It's almost got Pilsner tendencies.
Yeah. Doesn't disappoint. That's for sure.
No. At least for the first beer that we've got so far, highly impressed. So when I went to Phoenix, Arizona out there to go check out some breweries and a couple of things like that and do a beer run, I happened to stumble across these guys.
Right.
And I did do a few of their beers in their location. And these were the ones that they were selling.
Okay.
So they thank you, Sunup, for providing these five beers that we have on the show today. So I want to say that so far, this is really, really good. So I hope that as we go through the show, it just gets better and better and better.
Yeah.
So for my grade, I'm going to go ahead and hit it with a 4. I like it. I'm not one for watery beers or very subtle flavors. This is very subtle, but it's extremely refreshing at the level that we have it at room temperature. So as Frank would normally say, I would love to see this ice cold. I would love to see this ice cold.
Yep.
And it's just really, really good. All right, you guys, we'll be right back and we're going to set up for the next beer. All right, guys. So we forgot to do it at the beginning of the show, and so we're going to do it right now. We're going to take a moment to let you know exactly how you can get a hold of us. Very easy. If you need to reach us in general, obsbeers.com in our contact section. There's several ways to reach us, phone number, general application, and individually. And if you just really want to be extra creepy, you can reach us on our social media. All my social media for Key is obsbeers. And if you need to email me personally, it's Key, K-E-Y, at obsbeers.
So you can email me personally at frank@obsbeers.com. And if you would like to reach out to me on social media, GSP163. Thank you.
Oh, is that across like on all your social media? Actually, if they just look for just that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I guess I'll have to follow you or some shit. All right. So we just want to thank you guys for this moment. We're going to get back to beer because Lord knows everyone needs to drink. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go for round two. Might I say, Frank,
yes.
The mustache is superior to most.
It is.
Wonderful. I love it.
Yeah.
When I grow up, I want a mustache just like you.
No doubt. And the gray hair goes well with it.
I know. Salt that pepper.
No, it's all salt now.
I
got
that.
Salt and pepper in the beard, but the hair's all salt.
I like that.
It's all
sodium,
good.
Baby.
It's all good.
So what are we doing?
Again, from Sunup, we are doing Red Flash IPA. It's 6.0% ABV. Again, if you want more information on these guys, it's sunup.beer.
All right, Frank, describe the label.
Kind of looks like a sunset, sunrise, perhaps, with a... looks like a hawk on it. Out in the desert.
Isn't it a cardinal? Arizona Cardinals, right? Isn't that the bird?
No, because...
is it a state bird? Falcon?
Looks similar to a cardinal, but a cardinal has a crested head.
Oh, okay.
This one does not.
So you're saying it's a falcon of some sort.
It looks like some sort of bird of prey.
Ooh, it definitely don't look like the Roadrunner from the cartoons I'm used to.
No.
No, but it's pretty cool. It's giving you the stink eye. And the background is the landscape of Arizona mountains. And today's show has been brought to you by Barking Ass Dog. Owners don't know how to walk, fucking watch they shit. All right, Frank opened it up nice on one hand. Oh, and he's pouring it. Oh, my God.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, my God. It's dark and red. Oh, my God. Something's bleeding. Put a tampon in it. Yummy.
It's good.
It's very pretty.
Either
can we say what style it was?
It's a red flash IPA, so I'm going with that it's a red IPA.
All right, let's handle it. All right, cheers to the smeesis. Ya hoagie. All right, I'm getting clean touch of soap and something brown and metallic. That's about it. That's all I'm getting. It's really faint and subtle,
yeah.
Which I'm going to go ahead and take an educated guess that it's going to be very crisp and refreshing.
Okay.
There's really nothing overbearing as far as fragrance for me. And I mean, I'm working it. I'm smelling it. Really nothing on that. I mean, it's nice though, because not all the time do we have to smell beer and it has to be something involved in it. I just think that's just cool.
Yeah, I agree. It's really, aroma-wise, it's coming off as just your basic IPA. Nothing fancy. Nothing stands out either way. It's...
nothing to bring home to your probation officer.
No, right now I'm going to go with it's balanced.
I would give you a point, but I don't have a point machine, so...
That's good. I don't like the point machine.
Here we go to the taste. Okay, that is creamy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little thick. It's got some sort of malty. That's a car, and yeah, that's a car.
Indeed,
it's malty, like toasted malt, and a little bready. So it's very fulfilling. A little couple of notes are like toffee or caramel, and a little like singed coffee on the back end. But overall, I kind of like that malty profile. It's sweet and toasty at the same time.
Yeah. Pause for a minute because I'm just going through my head for a second. I think a little rye.
Let me go back in. Let me see if that.
I think that's in the red part of it. I've got some spicy notes hitting.
It's peppery.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I can see that rye. Yeah.
Because rye goes really well with a red.
True.
So it would appear that these guys have done kind of a blend of red and IPA.
Right. No. I think overall, it's questionable for those that may not know beer. Like, what is that? But a couple things are going to be known. It's spicy a little bit. It's got a very little spice. It has this nice metallic finish a little bit. And overall, the hop profile is very good as far as how it's delivered.
Yeah.
So we're ready to grade it?
Sure.
All right, what we got?
I'm going to go 4. I like that kind of pepper hit that's going on.
Right.
I like the rye. I really do. If you have a red without rye, it's a little weird, but you get some of those notes that you were talking about, that creaminess to it and that maltiness to it. For me, the rye just kind of offsets it, and then it's pretty hoppy. It's got some decent bitterness at the end, and I think that's where that IPA is coming through.
Oh, absolutely. All right, let's go ahead and grade it, brother.
I just did.
What did you give it?
A 4.
Oh, where am I at?
Outside.
Well, I mean, we are. Don't you hear the ambient sound?
Right, in the cars.
Of life.
Barking ass dogs.
Fucking barking ass dog. You know what? Let's go off on a side tangent. Why do people leave their dogs outside that bark all night like it doesn't bother them?
So they don't have to walk them.
You think so?
Yes.
I mean, really, really late at night, the dogs just bark and bark. And how do you sleep through that?
They don't care.
I feel like stealing dogs.
Mm-mm.
All right, so let's go ahead. I'm going to hit it with a... to be honest with you, let me just go ahead and hit it with a 3.7.
Okay.
I like it. I think it's just really delicate, really simple, and it is what it is. I want to hit it with a 3.7 because that's right. You hear that? Poppers.
That's our fire.
That's fire, baby.
Crackling fire.
Fuck yeah.
It's all about romance.
No homo? No, I really enjoy it. It's just very soft, subtle. It's not over the top. Like you said, it's balanced.
Yes.
And that rye that you pointed out is now lingering in the back of my mouth because I can identify it. And I really enjoy that. But 3.7 for me.
All right.
All right, guys. We'll be back with the next beer. So, hey, Frank.
Yeah.
Moil.
Right.
What are we drinking next, brother?
Wait,
Frank. Next time you're mad at someone, walk up to him and look him dead in the face and call him a brisk biter.
Okay.
You fucking brisk biter over here. Moil, bitch.
Anyway.
Guys, if you guys don't know, back in the day, Frank just told us offline. Fucking back in the day, moils used to bite peepees and take your circumcision. Fucking brisk biters.
So, again, from Sunup, this is called Trooper IPA. It is 6.2% ABV. If you want more information on these guys, again, it's sunup.beer.
Oh, look who's on the cover of the can. It's Lord. Say it, Frank. Who's the guy?
Chesterfield.
Yes. That was me when I was young. Yes.
But it's not Lord Chesterfield.
No, it is. Back when I was in the savannas looking around for Oogly Boogly and Bris Biters.
Oogly Boogly.
Oogly Booglies and Bris Biters. Yes. Right. They were very rampant in the savannas of Africa. Yes. I remember back in the day, like, they captured me. See this picture here? I was going around. I said, ooh, what is that? And the natives called it a click, click, whistle. And I was like, what's that? And I said, elephant. And they said, yes. And I said, how did you go from click, click, whistle to perfect English of yes? And they looked at me and said, And that was beautiful. Yes, you like my hat in the picture there. Yes, no. Yes. Lord Chesterfield. And that's when I first learned to be all up in them. Yes, I'm telling you, the native ladies, the titties.
Right.
I've never seen so much ebony droopage in my life. It was wonderful. Yes. Yes, look at the can. Look, Frank, look at the can. See that? See, yes. As I bust through the vines and the leaves and the foliage. Right. And then, boom, bam, titties. Yes, okay. Okay. Oh.
Right.
To the smell. That was Lord Chesterfield when he was young, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I like this one. It's not very aggressive on the nose, but the things I can pull out is floral nectar.
Mm-hmm.
I can pull out, like, lavender hand soap.
Okay.
And a little bit of pine.
Yep.
And also that I'm pulling out of it is a nice syrupy caramel from the malt.
Okay.
So I kind of wanted to give that a little texture on that caramel note on the malt.
Right. I'm getting citrus. I'm getting grapefruit. It smells like it's going to be bitter.
Okay.
So.
All right. Let's do it.
Yep.
And let's get down to the taste. Oh, you're halfway right.
Mm-hmm.
It's bittering, but the hang time kind of throws it off. It's like it comes in nice grapefruit, sharp. It's like a sharp grapefruit, yellow sharp grapefruit. Mm-hmm. And then as you finish it, it's like, and if you look at the can, it's yellow and green. So like lemon lime. So I'm getting like lemon zest with lime peel. So it's kind of giving that sort of almost bland citrus that only limes can put off, but it has a little bit more sweetness to it. And the overall experience that I'm having here is that the soapy element out of this beer is just right. It's very, and you know me, I don't like IPAs, but I could dig this one.
Yeah, it's good. I think it's got a balance to it. I agree. It's pretty bitter at first. I wouldn't say aggressive, but it is pretty bitter. And it holds on pretty well for a moment or two, and then it kind of gets creamy and smooths out in the end. And then you get a little more tropical notes in the back.
Pineapple. I'm also going to pull out a weird fruit, plum.
Okay.
I'm getting a little juicy plum. Pineapples, cherries, strawberries. Now, if we're going to talk even more tropical, if we're really going to sit on it, kiwi, papaya, a mango kind of in there.
I was thinking mango.
Yeah, it's in there. It's got a plethora. There's a lot more going on with this.
Yeah.
And I really like it. And that's why if you look at it, Lord Chesterfield was out there hunting.
Right.
And unfortunately, what we learned earlier, just moments ago, that he came into an indigenous area full of titties.
Right.
And he's like, you know how he is. You know, he's a little, right now he's taking a nap because, you know, his stories wear him out. And so, you know, we want to thank Lord Chesterfield, All Up In You. That is actually his family placard, the All Up Indians. So they're really great safari family. And we've had the pleasure of having them all on the show, Roscoe and the rest of them. And the one you hate, Todd.
Yeah.
You know, they're all a part of that family. So let's go ahead and grade this 6.2. Oh, you know what? For the ABV, non-existent.
Yeah.
So I like that. So what do you got for me?
I'm going to go 4. Above average. I like the grapefruit notes and then how it kind of changes into more of a tropical citrus note. It's not overly aggressive, but it does have some good bitterness to it. And it gets creamy in the end, which is kind of nice.
Oh, you remember? I want to tell you one time. I was over in Uganda. Yes. I happened to meet one of the locals. And it got creamy at the end as well.
Oh, sure it did.
Number 4 of the show. Yes. Oh,
right.
Continue, my friends. I had to throw that in now.
Yeah, that's all.
I'm going to hit it with a 4 or 5.
Okay.
Really enjoy it from the visual aesthetics of this can. So far out of the 3 that we've had on the show, I really enjoyed this one because we've had a pleasure of meeting Lord Chesterfield. And also for an IPA, I got to give credit where it's due. I could drink this all the goddamn time.
Yeah.
This would be part of my daily 6.
Okay.
And just from everything that we were discussing, we could do this ice cold and not even bat an eye at it.
Right.
Just put them down and enjoy ourselves. And I think of this more of as a communal beer in the pub.
Okay.
I really can see this. So this was a good...
It's a good intro IPA, I think.
Oh, absolutely. It's not aggressive.
Yeah.
But it lets you know exactly what its characteristic is.
Oh, yeah. There's no mistaking it.
Could we say that it's a profound statement beer? It's profound. It is what it is.
In a way. There's no mistaking it. It's an IPA for sure.
Absolutely. So I'm kind of glad this one was in the middle.
Yeah.
So I like it. All right, guys. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, how's it going?
Listen, I'm gonna do some bad stuff to you while you lay in your bed.
Who are you?
I'm the dude that lives under your bed.
Under my bed?
Yes. So listen, before I do some bad stuff to you, I need a beer. Do you know where I can go to get a good beer?
I mean, yeah, you could check out a bunch of beers and beer reviews and all sorts of things at obsbeers.com, but who are you? Why are you here?
It's okay. Don't
worry. I don't think it's okay.
No, listen, tell me more. So what was the website again?
It's obsbeers.com. You can go there, you can learn all sorts of things about beers, and you can really expand your horizon on beer. I don't know why I'm explaining this to some monster that came out of...
Listen, I really do appreciate it. Now, normally when you sleep and you jack off and drop your iPad, I know what I'm going to look at. Obsbeers.com. But what I'm going to need you to do...
is I'm going to need you to spread those cheeks and let me in.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. All right.
Shh. I'm going to get that ass.
Okay, all right. All right. We can't do that. Everything in the previous commercial was completely consensual.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Hey, dude, you know what beer this is?
Oh, no, all the labels are falling off.
Yeah, or the ink is run.
Well, if it's the pale ale, you're good, but stay away from the quote-unquote Belgian.
Oh, man, this guy needs to get some grog tags.
Grog tags are reusable, write-on, wipe-off, commercial-grade bottle labels for your brew. The guys at Grog Tag are homebrewers. They wanted great-looking, sturdy labels for your bottles, buckets, carboys, kegs, and growlers. They also wanted a label that not only looks good, but can be easily removed and reapplied during bottling without that nasty glue residue being left behind. No residue, water-resistant, and ice chest-approved. Grog tags stay on in water or an ice chest, and they stay legible. Visit grogtag.com to customize your label or coaster from dozens of different templates for free and see how awesome your bottles can look.
Ugh, it's that pseudo-Belgian.
Yeah, we're getting him some grog tags, dude.
Grog tag. At least your beer will look good. Grogtag.com.
Okay, so, Frank, we did three phenomenal beers from Sunup Brewing.
Yeah.
And I think the way that you put them in order is exquisite. I think you know a lot about beer.
I'm an artiste.
Now, how did you get some of your education?
Some of it, or all of it, or most of it, or a little bit.
You give me what you think I deserve as far as where you got your information from.
I've learned a lot from obsbeers.com.
We are such narcissists on this program. All right, Frank, what's the next beer we got up through these guys at Sunup in
the
Phoenix,
next
Arizona?
Beer is Tan Line Brown Ale.
Hey.
4.8% ABV.
Hey, girl.
Sunup.beer.
Hell yeah. And it's really cute. They got some, I want to say she Cuban. She a Cuban chick with some, okay, apparently with a nice Cuban booty and tan lines on her back.
Booty.
All right.
I like these glasses. Where do we get these glasses?
Oh, today's show has been sponsored by Unibrew, and they gave us these really cool 4-ounce tasting glasses, and we ended up getting 6 of them for the set. And we prefer to use these right now because they're a little bit more sturdier and thicker. So if they happen to fall, it takes a lot to crack them versus all the other glassware we have.
Yeah.
So it's really, they're really campy and pretty cool. So we want to thank Unibrew for this. Thank you so much, Jerry, and the rest of the staff, Andrew and James and the whole entire crew. We really do appreciate your support with the show.
Cool.
Cheers to the smell. That smells nutty, almost like walnuts or pecans a little bit that are not glazed, so like kind of rinsed off walnuts. It's very robust, and it really just smells like a bunch of nuts. Like, seriously, mm-hmm. Without us thinking that they're balls or someone squirting in your face, but that's the smell. It's really predominant,
yep.
Kind of like roasted peanuts a little bit, and it smells brown.
Well, it's a brown.
Well, you get what I'm saying. Like,
yes,
I'm pulling a color out of this.
Everything toasted,
yeah.
Caramelized.
Oh, man, they used the... And even the color, everything matches brown. It's almost like a, I want to say like a chocolate, like a light milk chocolate color to the beer. I mean, it just smells, as a matter of fact, I'd probably say some bitter chocolate or cocoa, like cocoa nibs or cocoa bean.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got these really dark, warm elements that this beer has provided.
I'm thinking toasty, praline maybe?
Yes.
So I'm getting more of the like glazed nuts, more.
I know this. It's
caramelized.
Tough. You guys have to understand that we tiptoe around certain words because of the people who watch us.
Hmm.
Nuts. People are gonna be like, "Oh, someone came on your face."
So it's malty. I get the chocolate.
Right.
Just it's a hint, not a whole lot. I'm expecting that this is going to be on the sweeter side, probably creamy.
Let's find out.
I'm right.
Yep, it is creamy. Almost like silk.
Mm-hmm.
It has a nice, delicate silk texture. Some of the aromatics that I was smelling are not coming through, but I'm getting more walnut, praline. It's less toasty, but more sugar caramel. So the malt is really shining through on this.
Yep.
And what's interesting is the metallic level I normally get from browns and reds. This one's very subtle. It's not, it's like, oh, I put a penny in my mouth. Oh, but I spit out because my grandma's coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's pretty cool. And other than that, I like the carbonation. This is a really, I think this is like a dinner beer.
Okay.
Like you'd have it with a meal. I think it fits very well with dinner.
I think it's a great brown ale. It's definitely nutty. It's not there to overwhelm you. This is something that is there to truly enjoy and a lot of it.
Right. All right. So now, question.
Yeah.
You understood what I said about dinner beer?
No, I understood.
Do you think they know what I meant by that?
Probably not. You should probably explain.
All right. So with dinner beer, it just means a beer that complements your meal.
Mm-hmm.
So, and primarily most people, and I'd say 90-something percent of people who drink beer with their meal, it's usually at dinner time because you're at home. This beer would complement that satisfactory, the day is at its end, and it's not masculine enough that a female couldn't enjoy it. It has properties to bend back and forth. So if you're with someone that's trying beer, this is a great beer to give to both sexes. If we had to be sexist about this shit, but it works very well with a dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what it is, pasta, a full-blown red meats, whatever it is, it works very well with your dinner.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be that your food's complementing the beer. It's the beer complementing your food.
Yeah.
Dinner beer. All right, we're rating.
I thought I did, but I will go with it again.
No, wait. Let's find out. Sean, did we rate it?
I don't believe so.
Let me ask. Shay, did we rate it?
Not that I remember.
So I'm going to go 4.
Boom.
I enjoy it a lot. I think this would be a great starter brown for somebody. It's not overly sweet. It's not aggressive. It's kind of right down the line.
Yeah. I'm going 4 or 5.
Okay.
I'm going higher because of the things that we were discussing, how this beer can be placed as your everyday at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So with dinner, not only am I looking forward to a great meal, I'm going to have a great beverage when I think one would do it. You know, I mean, of course, you're going to probably suck one down because you're thirsty, but you have something to have that complements your meal no matter what it is. You're going to have Captain Crunch at night. Hey, grab this beer. It just goes well with it. And I really enjoy all the things that we were talking about this. So good job, Sun Up, on this one. It's an honor to do this one.
Yeah.
I really enjoy this one. Man, we went from delicious to fucking damn.
Yeah.
We've gone up.
That's what I was hoping.
That and good job, Frank. I high five me out, big dog. That was a good job. That's right. That was a real high five, guy. That wasn't even a sound bite. That was real. Let's go ahead and move on to the next, and then 2 for the road. Okay, so I'm going to ask everyone in the room right now. We got Shay, Sean, and Frank. You guys are familiar with Pokemon, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so I did this weird joke, and I'm going to ask you guys, what do you guys think?
Yes.
So we're going to take Pokemon, and we're going to take Ash Ketchum. That's the main character. That's with Pikachu and all that stuff. We're going to put them a little bit further in the future. They finally grow up and put them in real-world scenarios. And so real-world problems are actual Pikachu or Pokemon.
Okay.
So here's one, and I'm working on the rest of them, right? There's like 160 of them. So I'm working on the first one. So it's real cute. It looks harmless, and its name is Rapey. So you know all Pokemon say their name.
Mm-hmm.
And cute, like Pikachu is all, Pikachu! This one's all, Rapey! Rapey. Okay.
Yeah, I understand.
So far, you follow me, right?
Yeah.
And so you know with Pokemon, what do they do? Like, after a while, what do they do?
Evolve.
Okay, so they evolve, right? So now you have Rapey. So the next one's going to be buffer a little bit or look a little more cooler. Maybe something got armament. And his name is Raper. So you got Raper. Rapey! And its evolved form is Raper. You follow me?
Yeah.
Okay, so these are real life scenarios, right? This is like real life. And then its final evolved form is Rapist. So they all have to have like weird names. So it's like, so you'd be like, well, okay, I could kind of see where that's going. Now, what powers do they have? All I know is I've only worked on the full evolved one, Rapist. And so Ash is like, use jump out of the bush attack. For anyone that laughed at that, you are some sick fuckers. We'll be right back with the next beer. So check this out, y'all. So we're having a good time on the show. Now listen, Frank, you know damn well what type of show this is. And unfortunately, by now, if they didn't listen to the warning, I feel bad for their fucking, like, they're all butthurt. People who thought the Pokemon evolution joke was bad. But we all know by the time we got to the punchline, we got a chuckle out of your ass. So, you know, so if anyone's offended by it, by all means, please hit us up at key@obsbeers.com. And if you don't want to tell me because you're a coward, hit up frank@obsbeers.com. Fire. All right, so we just wanted to let you guys know that we don't listen. I know a few people it's happened to, and I'm sure you do too. We weren't making fun of you or anything. We're just working with the what we got with. I'm just trying to cover our ass, Frank.
Sure.
We're probably already in a hole with everyone else. That's fine.
Whatever.
All right, so here we go, guys. Last one, and I'm excited because it has Mickey Rourke on the cover. And Frank, handle it.
This is White Russian Imperial Coffee Stout. It's 9.3% ABV. Again, Sun Up. Dot beer.
Ooh. See, I actually used to drink White Russians in the club. I used to do that in the bars and stuff. Oh, that color. Oh, I like that. That's really nice.
Those look good.
So who does the guy look like? Oh, seriously, like on the cover of their particular thing here. Like, he looks like somebody, Mickey Rourke, Ed Rooney, to the moon, Alice, no? Looks like a sailor.
Talking about Jackie Gleason.
Is it Jackie Gleason?
Ed Rooney, what the fuck are you talking about?
Wait, can I say it one time?
Sure.
I don't know, they all look the same to me.
Right
there. All right, here we go.
Black privilege.
Yes, hey, I like that to the smell. Wow, it's earthy, gritty. I'm getting dirt. Like, it's earthy, gritty, and then it's creamy, and I get a touch of some sort of, like, vanilla, and then all of a sudden, peanut butter? I'm getting some sort of, like, roasted something. It's coming off a little faint peanut butter or butterscotch. Fire. Yeah. Hold on. Shay, what does that smell like? Frank, what do you think that sweet note on the back is?
I think vanilla.
What do you think?
Yeah, like, bro, almost like a hazelnut spread.
Hazelnut. We're going with that.
Nutella.
No, you're telling me.
Right. Sean thought it was funny.
Well, at least he got it.
At least somebody did.
Guys, it's Nutella, and I was like, you're telling me. God, millennials.
Yeah.
All right, so we got a Nutella spread. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool for it looks like a byproduct. I don't think they were, in my opinion, I don't think if you put White Russian and hazelnut comes off of it, you know, I don't think that. But I think it's this really wonderful smelling, and it comes off really creamy, and that vanilla is pretty strong.
Yeah.
So what else you got, Frank?
That's it. I'm with you.
All right. To the taste.
Please. Ooh. Yeah. It's boozy.
Yeah, it is.
Not too bad, but for a 9%, it's coming through pretty boozy. It is creamy. You've got the vanilla. You've got all the perfect stout notes, chocolate, coffee. The hell else? I'm still getting the hazelnut, so you get an earthiness to it.
Yes.
Kind of a nutty flavor.
Yes.
Let's see more. Super creamy, actually.
Very creamy. Almost rich.
Yeah.
It's got a rich texture, a rich flavor. It's extremely thick, and yet it's silky. The cream aspect of this, or lactose, or however they built this, is really coming through, and you would think it actually had creamer in it or some sort of thickening element to heighten the coffee aspect of this. That hazelnut byproduct is probably the most interesting thing I like about this, and how gritty and earthy it is.
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't really come across good stouts that have that grit, that earth. So that means the coffee and, like, just the sod and then the earth, it's all there.
Yep.
So let's go ahead and grade this and get them out of here for two for the road. Frank, what do you got?
I'm going to go 4.5. Well above average. It's got a good balance to it, and it has a good boozy kick to it, which I'm usually, I'm not a huge, huge fan of a real boozy kick, but it just seems to match with this. It seems right.
Oh, of course. This thing is beautiful. We could do a lot of these, couldn't we?
Yeah, it's a well-put-together beer for sure.
Fair enough.
This I'd like to find out more about.
You want
to
do? Okay, then yeah, let's do that. Let's do a follow-up. Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to go ahead and give it a 4.5 as well.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Just, Frank, I'm glad we saved this one to the end. But with that said, ladies and gentlemen, it is what it is, and now we're done with the show. It's time for two for the road. Fush out. All right, guys, it's time for two for the road. You guys know how this works. Two questions apiece. And we're going to throw Sean in the mix on this one.
Okay.
All right, so Sean, this is how we play. You can ask us each one question or one person two questions. And you have to incorporate the beer. You can ask it any way you want. So I'll start it off. So, Frank.
Yep.
Out of all these beers, which beer did you truly enjoy on the show?
Probably the White Russian.
Why is that?
I like the taste of it. I like the creaminess to it. I like the booze to it, which I don't normally do, but that one was really, really good. I like the Tan Line Brown Ale also. That's actually the one that I've gone back to hit for a second time. So yeah, those two for sure. I mean, I think they were all great. Just I think the darkers is what I was preferring.
All right, fair enough. And also, I also want to throw in there, Sean, but we'll also hit you as well. So it's only fair we work around the room. Okay, so Frank, your turn.
So which one would you instantly go back to?
I'll be honest with you. I'd go back for that Trooper IPA.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really good. For those that don't know me, and the reason why I picked it, of course I'd go for the Russian. Mm-hmm. Of course. And of course I'd do the Tan Line. But I want to get out of my comfort zone, and I want to do something I really enjoyed. And the Trooper IPA actually really, really was really good.
Cool.
And that's the one that sticks out most for me.
Especially since you're not really a big IPA fan.
Hail to the knob. And the reason being is not that I don't like them. 90% of the ones that we've reviewed and the ones I've had in passing, they all run the same gambit. They're mm-hmm. really, you know, there's nothing like a wow factor unless it's like a double, a Russian or an Imperial. So, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So, yeah. Okay, Sean, I'm going to ask you a question. Out of all these beers, based upon how they look, okay, I want you to take a look at these labels. Okay, take a look at these here. Pretty cool, right? Pretty snazzy. Who drew them, right? All right. Which one out of all of these labels would you like to see on your wall as artwork?
Well, that's a good one. Would I like to see it? Not just which one would I like.
I was actually going to go with which one would you shove up your ass? Like, which one is more visually aesthetic?
Well, first of all, let me just say I'm way more sexually attracted to you since you decided to include me in this.
Beautiful.
Yeah. No, I would probably like... The White Russian one is... That catches my eye the most. So, and it has very poppy colors, if that's the right word.
No, poppy.
So yeah, I would hang that on my wall.
Yeah.
And I love a big Russian dude staring at me when I sleep. That's I actually hired a guy for that, but it's a different.
Oh yeah, that's who Vlad is. Yeah, I know who he is. That's cool.
Yeah, you know him. Yeah.
Right on. All right, so Sean, you can ask us. You can pick on one person.
Okay.
Or you can give us each one question based upon these beers of tonight's show.
Okay. Well, I remember earlier you said, I can't remember which one it was.
What is that?
You said that it was a dinner time beer.
Oh, that would be the Tan Line.
The Tan Line?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good label, too. It's subtle, but it's... Anyway, I know, right? All I care about is the labels.
Right.
No, so if this were your dinner time beer, is there a perfect... Because you said it was meal that complements the beer, or...
No, it was the other way around. The beer that complements the dinner, yeah.
Okay, the beer that complements the meal. Okay, so what would be the perfect combination?
Oh, okay,
if you had to pick any meal?
If I had to do this, I would have to go a little out of the way and kind of do something if I had the money to do it, like disposable income.
Okay.
I would literally say skirt steak with brown buttered asparagus and a nice risotto melanese.
That was so exotic.
Like, seriously, so it's like basically cheesy... what did I say, Frank? Risotto.
He looked
awful. Risotto, yeah, so it would be cheesy risotto. So you have your starch, and then you have your vegetables, and then skirt steak is my favorite steak on when you go to the butcher's. They only get two on the cow, and they're hard to come by because people snatch it up. Yeah, you only get two on the cow. And when you catch it on sale, it's really good when you just hit it real quick and melt. So if you put all that together with this particular beer, man, it also goes good with pizza rolls as well. If I had to be
that's what I was looking for.
If I was on the broken, it's going with pizza rolls.
I need a person like you on my team. You're hired.
Thank you, sir.
All right, yeah. Okay, I get another question. Is that
And then it's just Frank after that.
And then it's just Frank.
Then it's me.
Okay, we'll
so
go back.
Good. So go ahead.
What would be...
Who's this for?
Oh, you know what? Let me throw this at Frank.
Okay, that's fine.
Frank.
Yeah.
That's your name. Here, what's your mic?
Yeah, that's sure.
I've always just wanted my face to be this
two
close.
Two dudes, one pole.
Understood.
Yeah. I know you're a thirsty man.
Yeah.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
So what is the beer that you're drinking when it's hot out, it's a Vegas summer, and you just came home from dealing with a bunch of, you know, kids?
Right.
So what's the one that's going to quench your thirst and really make you relax?
Probably the... the Bearded Blonde. That's just flat out easy drinking. There's nothing special to it. It's not quite basic, but it is along those lines, and it's thirst quenching. And that's the beer I think you'd be able to sit back and drink a 12 pack of. No problem. No questions asked.
So what you're saying is a blonde with a beard is what quenches a thirsty man's thirst.
Yes, absolutely.
You heard it here, folks.
All right. So, Frank, I think it's your turn, and I think I got one left. So okay. I'll tell you what. I'll let you. I'll save you for last. Okay. So Frank.
Yeah.
Out of all these beers, mm-hmm. which one would you like to have seen in an ice cream?
In an ice cream.
Yep.
The White Russian.
Okay. All right. You know, me too.
Yeah, I think it's got those chocolate notes, it's got the coffee notes, and maybe I'm being steered by the can a little bit. Raspberry?
That sort of pink color? Yeah. Raspberry. Yeah.
There's something fruity in it.
Let me try one more time. Hold on. God damn it.
Right?
Yeah, there's a berry floating in there. So let's go with raspberry.
Yeah, because it's not cherry.
It could be. It could be a black cherry.
Chocolate covered cherries, maybe?
Yeah, well, let's kind of just carve it right down the middle. So it's
a berry.
That's what's
fun about this. It didn't dawn on me.
No, you're right.
Until I had my second glass of it.
And most of the time, labels really insinuate what you're having.
Yeah.
And if you don't pick it up, then you're going to miss it. So, like a strawberry cream?
Yeah.
Like a strawberry cream? Like yogurt. Something yogurtish.
Yeah, I can understand what you're saying.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, yeah. You know what? I like you, Sunup. You threw us for a loop at the end of the show.
Yeah, I think this has been a fantastic lineup. I can't wait to try more of their stuff.
I hate to tell you this, Frank.
They closed?
Yeah.
Did they really?
No, I'm just fucking with you.
Oh, of course. That would suck.
No, they didn't close, Frank. I'm going to have to take you down there because they usually have some great things on tap that you can't take. But these five you can purchase for home.
Interesting.
And that's why they were allowing me to leave. And I recorded, believe, four on the website, obsbeers.com.
Right.
And now I'm very happy that we did this on our podcast because this is going to live infamous forever.
Yeah, cool.
All right, guys, we're going to get you guys out of here. Make sure you head over to obsbeers.com. Everything you need. From beer news to our social media to check on all of our sponsors and our discounts that we got, all the people that contribute to the show since the beginning till now. We want to give a huge shout out to chilloverradio.net for allowing us to do our job. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to send hate mail, just send it to us. Don't let Chill know, because Chill will punish us and spank us, and that's what we're into. So hey, beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
Wah!
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.